cut it in blocks, and they pulled them with a team of horses to store them in the ice houses. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they loaded it into the reefers on the railroad.
Okay. Would they put anything over the ice to...
Yes, sawdust.
They used sawdust. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To insulate it.
Okay. And was that ice they were taking, like, down to Denver, or is that... Were they using the ice to, like, keep a vegetable cool?
Yeah, they used it mostly to keep their reefers and the vegetables and meats cool.
Okay.
In their
okay.
own cars.
Okay.
And they also had ice houses in Denver for that purpose.
Okay.
And also the company would furnish their employees with ice.
Hmm.
And they'd have, like, ice houses with
sawdust.
Yeah,
we had ice houses.
And put the blocks of ice in there. And then as they need, they go out there and chip as much ice they would need for their ice boxes.
Okay.
And that.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime when y'all were working outside, did you have to worry about injury to your hands or to your feet because of cold weather?
No, I
did
didn't.
Did people ever have a problem with that?
No, not that I know of. They did on the ears.
Okay. What if you got an injury like that? What would you call it?
Frostbitten.
Okay. Frostbitten. Can you remember when you were real young if there was a, maybe when you were out playing, if your feet got real, real cold, what you would call that? I was wondering if they had a name for that, if they'd ever call it like chilblains or something like that.
No.
Is that a word you're familiar with? Chilblains? Okay.
I've heard of it.
When it starts to get real cold here in the fall, what do they call that? Would they call it a freeze or a frost or a hard freeze?
Frost, probably.
Frost, okay.
Frost.
Is that when it just
mm-hmm.
frosts the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a real cold weather, would you ever call that a hard freeze? Would you ever
mm-hmm.
turn to your wife?
A freeze.
Okay, a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of snow do they get here in the wintertime? Is it a dry snow or a wet snow? Or?
No, right in wintertime it's a dry snow.
Okay. Would they ever call that a powder?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. But you do get some wet snow sometimes, too?
Oh, yes, towards spring.
In the springtime.
Very heavy wet snow.
I guess what I was wondering about, if they had different names for different kinds of snow that
mm-hmm.
might fall, if there
mm-hmm.
were some old-time names for
mm-hmm.
for different kinds of snow.
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you remember if when they were cutting ice off these ponds, did they have names for the different thicknesses of ice? Or for ice when it was freezing and thawing?
No, I don't recall.
Okay. How about in the springtime when it begins to warm up? What do they call that?
Spring thaw.
Okay, spring thaw. Okay. Now, these are just a couple of expressions that I wanted to ask you. If it's been a real calm day around here and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might turn to your wife and you'd say, you know, the wind is really...
Blowing,
okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say the wind is coming up or picking up?
I never have.
Okay. How about if it's been a real windy day and the wind begins to die down? What would you say? The wind is...
Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on a real hot day, you might turn to your wife and say, it's hotter than...
H-E-L-L.
It's hotter than hell. Okay. Fine. Well, most people say that. That's why I wanted to... And how about if it's been a real cold day? You might say it's colder than...
Well, yeah, it's hell.
Hell, same thing. Okay. And what would you call a period when you haven't had rain for a long time?
A dry spell.
Okay. Would you ever call it a drought?
Drought, yes.
Okay. Those are about the same?
Well, I guess a drought is worse than a dry spell.
Dry spell. Okay. And if during that time you might turn to someone and you might say it's drier than...
And then hell.
Okay. Hell comes in handy, doesn't
yeah.
it?
It's cold and it's hot.
It's windier.
I was wondering if you might have a name for a warm wind that blows up out of the south.